Hillary, have you seen that cat?
No.
You know, I've been going through some pretty heavy changes lately. It all started back on a day in early November, a day that was the change of my life. It started out with these words. Whoa! Get your body moving, we got good news. You've been made an offer you can't refuse. The results are in from the ballot box. Now listen to this, they've elected Sox. You're gonna be first cat of the land. You're gonna be first cat of the land. Oh. Well, I got so excited, I thought I'd burst. To think my fellow felines would put me first. The nation soon would know my name. Get ready, Sox, for sudden fame. You're gonna be first cat of the USA. And so I've been first cat since election day. Before they started knocking on my front door, flash bulbs were popping like never before. My easygoing lifestyle would soon be passed. My celebrity status was rising fast. Telephones were ringing off the hook. Random House was begging for a book. It felt so good as my fame grew. Barbara Walters called for an interview. When you're the first cat, everybody's your friend. When you're the first cat, even Barbara's your friend. Anyone who's anybody, everybody wants to know. The first cat, Little Rock, Arkansas's number one Democrat. That's me. I pack my bags for O.D.C. I hired an agent for publicity. My first duty as new first cat was making that hound dog Millie scat. Goodbye, Millie. I must admit the White House is kind of nice. I've taken care of all those Republican mice. But the Secret Service is everywhere. Busloads of tourists get in my hair. When you're the first cat, your life ain't your own. No, when you're the first cat, they won't leave you alone. Last week, Larry King called for a guest appearance. He was jealous of Barbara. And would you believe yesterday, the Broadway composer Andrew Lloyd Webber asked me if I'd consider taking over the lead in his big Broadway show. You know the one. Oh, the life of a celebrity. Oh, the petters and the beakers, they will not quit. The autograph seekers give me a fit. I used to be this poor cat from Arkansas, but now they want an imprint of my paw. Cause I'm the first cat of the USA. And when you're first cat, that can make your day. Oh, the White House chef cooks me catfish pie. My family is piling up to the sky. Now I'm so busy being toast to the town, there ain't no time left for catting around. Cause when you're first cat, that's the price you pay. When you're the first cat of the USA. Anyone who's anybody, everybody wants to be where I'm at. Little Rock's cat's meow. This national spokes cat now. Arkansas's, Washington's, America's number one Democrat. Howdy, I'm the first cat.